So you know that Joseph gets a new name, but what is it and what does it mean and how does it relate to Jesus, a picture and a type and a foreshadowing of Yeshua HaMashiach, if you're in Israel, Jesus the Messiah? How does it explain that to us? Because Joseph was a picture, a portrait, and a type of Jesus the Messiah. And we're going to look at that right now. So his name means something very powerful. Watch this. Look at this full presentation on it right here. Then Pharaoh named Joseph Zaphnath Paneach. Now, that doesn't mean that he stopped calling him Joseph. Watch this. Or Yosef, if you're in Israel. Here it is. Watch this. So Pharaoh continued to call him by his Hebrew name, Yosef. And I love that because at the end, when his brothers come before him and he finally reveals to them that he's still alive, right? He's alive. And not only is he alive, but he's in charge of everything, just like Jesus right now. He says to them in Hebrew, Ani Yosef. That means I am Joseph, come closer. Don't be afraid. And this, we're going to get to that later, and it's very exciting, you guys. But right now, we're looking at Joseph's name, okay, and what it means. So Pharaoh continued to call him by his Hebrew name, Yosef, even though he gave him a new name, just like Jesus gets a new name in Revelation, which is Zaphnath Paneach. Now, what does that mean? Well, let's take a look. Let's see right now. Zaphnath Paneach, one of the interpretations, the scholars aren't completely sure for sure of what it means, but these are what they have come up with. And the first one is God speaks and he lives. Now, what does that remind you of? God speaks and he lives. I think it sounds to me like Jesus, right? Who's called what? The Word of God. God speaks, right? And he lives. So let's go to Revelation chapter 19. We've been doing lots of back and forth in Revelation in this series, and you might want to check that out. But here we are. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God. The Word of God. What does that mean to you? You might be saying, well, the Word of God, Jesus is called the Word of God. The Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, John wrote in his gospel. And here in Revelation, he is called the Word of God, and the name by which he is called. And he was in a robe dipped in blood. So was Joseph. We know that from previous episodes, you guys. This is so good. I love it. Don't you? This is so exciting to be going through this and looking at how God gave us his plan through Jesus, but also through Joseph 2,000 years before Jesus. So fun to do this, you guys. All right, so let's go back into the presentation. Zaphnath Paneach, this is the name, and here's another meaning that the scholars have come up with, which means abundance of life. And you could easily say that that speaks of Jesus as well, right? Abundance of life. So good. Here's another one. Here's another interpretation of Zaphnath Paneach. The sustainer of life. Is Jesus not the sustainer of life, giving us life if we choose him and receive his free gift of salvation that he offers to us? Sustainer of life. And that's what Pharaoh, he who sat on the throne, gave to Joseph as a new name. Wow. Another one is a revealer of secrets. Remember, Jesus was the only one found worthy to take that scroll out of the right hand of he who sat on the throne. Another one is the salvation or savior of the world. No explanation there. That is a huge picture of what Jesus is. The salvation or savior of the world, that's only Jesus, not Joseph. But Joseph was a foreshadowing, a picture, the lesser of Jesus, but a picture and portrait of him. And my friend Landis nailed it. He said this in one of his comments. I think it was the last episode on Joseph, one of the last episodes, but he said that there are so many who were the lesser, but types of Jesus, and Jesus being the greater, the greatest. Of course, he's God, God the Son, right? The Messiah. And Joseph was a picture of Jesus, but so was Moses, and so was David, but they were the imperfect, sinful men, but they were still used as pictures of Jesus. And it's so good that God did that for us. Use imperfect men and women to show us what he's all about. And he uses imperfect people like you and like me as well. And that's a blessing, is it not? So, all right, let's go back into it. So the salvation or savior of the world, the meaning of that new name that was given to Joseph. Another one is the sustainer of the age. Sustainer of the age? Well, we know in Revelation chapter 20, right? In six out of seven verses, God says the thousand-year reign, the thousand years, talking about the thousand-year reign of Christ or the millennial kingdom where he comes and rules and reigns from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. So it's like the age of the Messiah, the age of the millennial kingdom. And this is what we're looking at here is we see the thousand-year in Joseph's story, almost like the same thing, the sustainer of the age. So good that God put all of this together for us to look at. Is it not so fun? I love it, you guys. Hey, if you haven't subscribed yet, hit that button down below and the bell. You won't miss anything. We're doing a series on how to find Jesus in the Old Testament. We're in my favorite character, Joseph, right now. And you want to hit this playlist right here. You don't want to miss anything because there's a reason that God gave 1/4 or 25% of the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, to one man. And that one man was Yosef or Joseph. Why? Because he's a picture of Jesus, the greater, right? So don't forget, hit that playlist, guys.